Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name, most gracious Father. One more day that you have given us. One more day that you have blessed us. One more day. Father, we honor you. We say thank you for it, Father. Father, we come confessing every sin of omission, commission. Father, we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Thank you. Father God, we just want to say thank you. That we just that succumbs everything. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our gratitude. We just come to say thank you. Thank you. You brought us all through the week. You brought us all through the year. You brought us all through the month. You brought us all through our lives. You brought us all through the night. It is you who have brought us through the thick, through the thin, through the light, through the dark. It's you. And we say thank you. Father God, as we come, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Thank you for new mercies. And now we give the day back over to you, that you will unfold it according to your wisdom and your mercies. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Now, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen, again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this brand new day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is great and his name is greatly to be praised. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God praise on this another day. Amen. We just, all we can say is we're grateful and we are in a spirit of gratitude. Amen. For all that the Lord is doing and all that the Lord has done. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, amen, to our platform. We greet you in Jesus' name, and we say welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today. Amen. And to the extent that you keep on coming back, amen, we meet here 7 days a week, lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to bless God. Amen. For you. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our Friday night prayer last night. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, just getting sweeter and sweeter. It seemed like every prayer altar we meet on, we get closer to God. That's what it appears to me. We're just getting closer and closer. And the only way we can get closer to God is means that we are coming out of our flesh. The only way we can get closer to God is that we are confessing our sins. The only way we can get closer to God is when we realize it's less of us and more of him, and none of us and all of him. See, the only way we can get closer to God is to walk in the Spirit. Glory be to God. And so this is what's happening here. We see the transformation taking place right in front of it's happening. Amen. And he tells us, amen, to not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We see it taking place. We see the evidence. Amen. We don't see it, but we see the evidence of it. Amen. And that confirms that it is so. So we just want to give God praise. Amen. Amen for our Friday night prayer. Come and join us. Amen. And we meet every other Friday night at this particular junction. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for all the beautiful songs. My God, everybody. So not everybody, but so many people had a song. Everybody was beautiful, singing like mockingbirds. My God, the anointing was upon them. The praise, the worship, amen, the way he had answered our prayers, amen, to orchestrate that call last night. And when you invite God in, he'll come. When you invite God to come in and give direction, amen, and perform the work, he does just that. Amen. So I'm telling you, just, it was just beautiful. So we just want to thank God for it, and thank God for you, for you, for you. And some of us, amen, look like we just went to sleep not that long ago. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I think it was over at 12 midnight, and we started at 10. Amen. And we gave the benediction somewhere around 12. But it's all good. So let me tell you something. That was some good sleep. That was some good sleep. Anytime, amen, you go to sleep on that note, amen. So we just want to thank God for it, amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, amen. And to God be honor, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So here it is, another day, beloved, amen. Glory be to God. We're going to get straight into the word on today, amen, hallelujah. And say thank you, Jesus, and say thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful. Amen. So grateful. Amen. Our prayer was so sweet last night that even the visitors, first time visitors came with a selection. Now, you know you're doing something special. Anytime people come to your platform for the very first time like that and sing under the anointing. Amen. Beloved, amen. We're just so sweet. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Some songwriter wrote a song that 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Sweet is the prominent word on today. Amen. Because the Lord definitely is sweet. And so we bless him. So, Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, Father, are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen, beloved, amen. And so some people, amen, they argue about the word of God and the word of God. And, you know, the Bible is a white man's book. Glory be to God. And, you know, they believe some parts of the Bibles. They believe maybe the Old Testament, but don't believe the New Testament. Glory be to God, especially the Jews. Amen. Glory be to God. And some of the Muslim brothers, amen, Muslim brothers. Some people believe the New Testament, don't believe the Old Testament. People want to scratch out, you know, certain portions of the scripture. Amen. They don't believe, you know, you should tithe. You know, tithing is not applicable for today. And, you know, glory be to God. And people, everybody have their opinion about the Bible, beloved. They're very, 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 very few people now and even before believe the whole word of God, beloved, as it is written. And we find that people make up their own Bibles. Amen. Glory be to God. There's several translations of the Bible. Amen. And that's all good. We have to be careful with some of these translations, though. Amen. Glory be to God. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, because sometimes they may leave out a prominent word that's necessary. Amen. Glory be to God. The King James Bible, amen. Glory be to God, is the most translation, amen, from the Hebrew and from the Greek. Amen. But beloved, when we look in 2 Timothy, amen, 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 16, it tells us this. It says, all scripture. Now, I know some of y'all was a little bit sleepy last night because of the prayer last night. Amen. I know you're a little bit sleepy, because I've been telling you too, but I think I was in the twilight myself. I was in the twilight this morning getting up, but the Lord did bless me time to get up and have prayer and talk to him like I normally do before the call. Amen. And so I say that to say that you know, you may not have your Bible open this morning. That's okay. Hopefully have a notebook now. Always have notebook and pencil, even when you don't have your Bible. Sometimes we move a little quick. Sometimes, you know, you might not be able to find the scripture quick enough. And Thomas, you find the scripture, I'm somewhere else. All right, so we understand that because of the platform that we are on. Amen. So at least write the scriptures down. Amen. So you can go back, amen, and look at it a little bit later on in your study time. Amen. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter Acts chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, I want you to note the word all. This word all, beloved, amen, is all, amen. That's what it means. This word all is not every other scripture, the scriptures you like, the scriptures you feel, you know, the scriptures you agree with. Mm-hmm. This word all here does not apply to all of the Old Testament, all of the New Testament. No, this word all scripture means all scripture, beloved. It's talking about from Genesis 1, amen, to the last word in Revelations. All 66 books. All 66 books. What 66 books? Well, there's 66 books in the Bible. Amen. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, that's a powerhouse statement there, beloved. Matter of fact, we can stay parked right here for probably a while and just, amen, exegete these two verses here because it's loaded. Let me read it one more time. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine. It is profitable for reproof. It is profitable for correction. It is profitable for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God, the woman of God, right, the person of God, for some of you, you know, that's still learning, when the word says man is not talking just to men, glory be, only in certain instances, beloved, amen, when it speaks to like husband and wife, amen, but that the man of God may be complete, that the man of God, the woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every, and you might want to underline that word every too, every good work. Amen. And this is the word of God, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen. This generation, amen, and especially now in the season that we're living in, with so much going on around us, beloved, with so much going on around us. I preached a message a couple of weeks ago, amen, glory be to God, about the word of God. And we thank God, amen, for the advancement of the word. The word now is more prevalent in on social media and other places where, you know, it would normally be, you know, we're communicating the word of God wherever the word of God can be heard. Amen. So the word of God is there, but beloved, the power behind the word. So the thing is this. You know, the people nowadays, those who are listening in, I mean, everybody has a word. Everybody has a word. Just hit the video on Facebook and you get on and you can go ahead and you can give a word for a couple minutes. I advise you to do that, especially if the Holy Spirit is leading you to do that. But the question becomes, beloved, where is the power? That was the question that we put out there. We hear the word, but where is the power? Amen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, we need to desire, amen, to be plugged in to the power source. The power source, beloved, that power source, when you think about power, when you think about electricity, amen, that power source, beloved, amen, that gives extraordinary energy, vitality, strength, and wisdom. And this is the power, amen, that hopefully you are, and I know that I am, interested, beloved, and plugging into and permeating us, spirit, soul, and body, and assisting us and helping us to overcome any challenge that comes against you, any challenge, beloved. Glory be to God. And so, of course, we all would like to, amen, to be in that state that no matter what comes against us, amen, we can overcome it because of the power source that we are plugged in to. Beloved, the amazing thing is that you already have it at your disposal. If you are a born-again believer, You are already plugged into that power source. Like when you move into a house, amen, new house, old house, whatever house, amen, the wiring is already complete for that electricity. The electrician put the wire in. That was part of the foundation. That's foundational work. Now it's just a matter of you going in, amen, making sure there's a light bulb on, plugged in, screwed in, and flipping the switch. See, sometimes we're looking for the power when all we have to do is flip the switch. And you hollering at the contractors because the light's not on in the living room, and then the contractor has to say, madam, sir, did you flip the switch? I flipped the switch. I still don't have no light. Okay, well, did you put the light bulb in? Oh, God, all right. And we broke that down in a message, amen. Glory be to God, not that long ago, but we're going to move in a different direction this morning, beloved. Amen. But we want you to know, amen, glory be to God, that you are plugged into that power source and it is at your disposal. However, beloved, you may not have learned yet how to tap into that power source to receive its full benefit. Amen. Write that word down in your notebook this morning. Full benefits, beloved. Full benefits. We have full coverage. Sometimes when you go to your insurance company, you get a car, you know, you want to cover your home, insurance. You know, they want to, what type of insurance you want. You want full coverage, you want full tort, partial tort. You want full coverage, you just want liability. You want the umbrella coverage that covers your car, covers your house, covers your furniture, covers your life. You know, we can give you this type of package. See, we have to know, I think it was Allstate, amen, who came out with the commercial about a full coverage, beloved. We have to know that in Christ that you have full coverage. You don't have no partial coverage. The Lord has a full coverage, full package benefits, beloved, and we're daily loaded with those benefits, but you have to know it, amen, and you have to know how to plug into it to receive it. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, right there, in your home, your apartment, you know, your trailer home, wherever you're living at, beloved, amen, because we realize that we're talking to people all across the globe. Glory be to God. I want you to know that right there with you is a source of power beyond your wildest imagination. Now, chances are, amen, it's probably sitting on a shelf. See, it's probably situated nicely on the table, you know, or maybe even in your magazine rack in your bathroom. Maybe you keep this power, a source, beloved, in the drawer, in your desk at work or in your office or in the back seat of your car. See? The power source that I'm talking about this morning, beloved, is the Bible. Your Bible is your power source, which is one of the greatest sources of power on earth. And if you learn how to tap into God's power and let his power flow into you, it will equip you with wisdom. God's power will equip you with answers and the power to overcome in every situation, every single situation in life. Underline the word every, beloved. Second Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Beloved, when our brother Timothy, when he wrote this book here, when he felt attacked on every side of difficult situations he was facing in the city of Ephesus, he wrote this letter to Paul. He was seeking answers and help on his various dilemmas like we all do. And Timothy, no doubt, was expecting counsel from Paul. He was expecting Paul to get back to him with some spiritual advice. Glory be to God. But instead, beloved, amen, the way that Paul approached it, and we thank God for Brother Paul, amen. Instead of Brother Paul preaching at him, you know, beating him up, glory be to God, Brother Paul came back, glory be, with these precious words. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by word, by inspiration. Beloved, when we look at that word inspiration, we want to look a couple minutes here on that word inspiration, amen, in the Greek. Glory be to God. That word inspiration, all scripture is given by inspiration. This word here, beloved, is a powerhouse when we really understands what this word inspiration means. Amen. The word inspiration is a Greek word, beloved. It's a compounded word. Amen. Glory be to God. The first part of that, amen, is God. Amen. God. Amen. I'm not going to try to give you a lesson in Greek this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. But it's a compound portion of that means God. Okay, and then which is the real secret, amen, to our powerhouse is God, amen, because God is the powerhouse, amen. And then the second portion of that word inspiration, beloved, which the root word is of the definition of that means a dynamic movement of air. For instance, it can mean to blow, as we blow air, like we blow air into a balloon or blow air into a musical instrument. Glory be to God. It can also mean, beloved, especially what it means here when we break down the word Greek inspiration, means to breathe. To breathe. Glory be to God. See? To denote the projection of emotions such as anger, courage, or goodwill. But, beloved, the root word, amen, in the Greek for inspiration, in this particular verse, when we research it, it carries a profound range of meanings, which includes the word life, life force, energy, power, dynamite, see? And so, beloved, amen, the power, the Greek word meaning the powerful force of God, that same powerful force of God that created the universe and that powerful force of God that created all living things, and that contains, that continues, beloved, to sustain creation. Because we have to keep in mind that creation is still being sustained by the power of God. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, we see when we look at this word, inspiration, glory be to God, amen, it means literally, to sum it up for you for the sake of time, God breathed. God breathed. Glory be to God. It's the picture of God breathing, glory be to God, or emitting his own substance into something. The same way, beloved, a musician would blow into an instrument to produce a distinct sound. God mightily moved on those who wrote the scriptures. God used 40 men to write the scriptures over a period of 1,600 years. When we do our history, glory be to God, and how we have the Bible, how did the Bible come about? God breathed on these 40 men, beloved. Oh, glory be to the living. He mightily breathed on them. Hallelujah. And these 40 men temporarily became the instrument whom God expressed his heart and God expressed his will. Beloved, the word of God is the will of God, and the will of God is the word of God. See, we have to know that the Bible is just not an ordinary book. The Bible is the mind of God on paper. And so here, God breathes on these 40 men, glory be to God. And they were the writers. But God was the great musician who breathed into them. God breathed on them, and they wrote what the Lord breathed on them. And that's why you, and the interesting part is over 1,600 years that the Bible was written, there's no discrepancies. 40 men who did not know one another, amen, different parts of the world. There's no discrepancies in the word of God. It all comes together when you do your research. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, the Bible is God's message delivered to you through human writers, to you and to me. Glory be to God. The word, amen, glory be to God, inspiration also carries the idea of a fragrance. The word was breathed out from God, see, and thus carries his very essence and fragrance in it. It portrays the projection of emotion. And so, beloved, this tells us that God projected the totality of his emotion within the written word when he inspired its writing. Therefore, beloved, the word of God not only conveys an intellectual message to you and me, but it has God's heart in it as well. Glory be to God. It is important to understand, beloved, amen, that God didn't just create the scriptures and then depart from it. The power, that dunamis power that originally created and continues to sustain the universe is still working inside the word today, upholding and empowering it to be just as strong as it was the day when God breathed upon the writers. And so, beloved, here I found a good analogy, amen, to help us understand, amen, to be God breathed. Glory be to God. So imagine a balloon. The balloon is deflated, okay? You have the balloon up to your mouth, glory be to God, and you're about to breathe into this balloon, blowing air into this balloon, glory be to God, okay? And so you blow your breath into the balloon, beloved, okay? And it causes it to fill up with air, amen, and causes it, the balloon, to be visible. When the balloon is fully inflated, what do you do? Amen. You tie a little knot at the base and you lock the air in. Now, beloved, the air that filled up that balloon, it caused it to take form, take shape, see? And it's the same substance that empowers it to sustain its form. What's that? Your air, your breath inside that balloon gave that balloon form, gave that balloon shape, caused that balloon to blow up. Amen. To move from deflate to inflate. Glory be to God. It was your breath that created the form. Your breath inside that balloon created the form in that balloon. And not only that, it is your breath inside that balloon, see, that sustains the balloon. Now, if we would find a forensic, beloved, to evaluate and inspect the molecules inside that balloon, if they analyze the molecules inside that balloon, guess what they're going to find? They're going to find a part of you. They're going to find a part of you held inside that balloon, glory be to God, because it's your breath that went into it. They're going to find your DNA inside that balloon. Why? Because it was your breath, amen, that went inside that balloon. Now, beloved, let's take that analogy and let's apply it to the Bible. When God was ready to speak to mankind, he held up human language to his mouth. And he breathed into it. And after breathing, beloved, his power into the language to produce life-giving words, God moved upon the hearts of those he had called to write his book. And men begin to write under divine inspiration. As God continued to breathe on words, as God continued to breathe on phrases, beloved, and sentences, his word began to take form. The balloon moved from deflate to inflate. The balloon takes form. Glory be to God. Huh? But God's word began to take form and to take shape until finally it had become the Bible as we know it today. Today, beloved, the same breath of God that caused the word to materialize in written form is now held inside the Bible. It was God's own breath that caused this word to manifest in the first place. And now, beloved, his own presence, his breath, God's molecules, if you will, they are permanently held inside the word of God itself. In other words, God didn't just inspire the writing of the Bible. God himself, his life, his life force, his essence, God's power, energy, is contained inside the word of God. Think about it, beloved. The Bible you own that's just sitting on a shelf collecting dust. Sometimes you go in the houses and they got the Bible sitting in the middle of the living room table, you know, open to Psalms 91, you know, just sitting there collecting dust. Never even turn the Bible. You're just sitting there open, you know, like it's some magic with the Bible being open. Glory be to God, open to Psalms 91. Y'all see it. Y'all know about it. Maybe some of you, amen, do the same thing. It's just a show item. Or maybe it's just sitting on a shelf. I know in my library, I have about four bookcases, amen. I'd say I have several Bibles myself sitting in the bookshelf, beloved. Store it away in your desk drawer, wait until you get to work. You know where to find your Bible. Sitting in the back seat of your car. Sitting in the trunk of your car. Right? Looking real pretty on the coffee table. See? Mm-hmm. All placed on your nightstand. Matter of fact, I got a Bible right here. I keep on my nightstand too, next to your bed. Beloved, I want you to know, amen, that wherever your Bible is right now, it contains the very life, the very essence. It contains the very energy. It contains the very dynamite of God himself inside your Bible. It is the breath of God. And that illustration that I gave you about the balloon, that balloon is only still blown up, glory be to God, because the breath is still in it. Your breath is still in the balloon. I went over to my mother's house. We celebrated. We did a drive-by for my father's birthday in February. Amen. And I said, oh, y'all still got the balloons up here. 2 months later, our breath is still in the balloon. Regardless of where your Bible is, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, God himself is in it. And if you'll get hungry for more of God and determine to meditate on this truth long enough to tap into it, God himself will come pouring out of the Bible into your life and your situation. The power, beloved, held inside the word will blow mightily upon you and upon all the situations that surround you. And, beloved, when this happens, everything will change. And so, beloved, when we really, really explore that word, amen, inspiration in the Greek, I encourage you to get a Greek Bible. I'm learning Greek. I'm learning Greek, beloved. Amen. But, you know, get yourself a Greek dictionary, a Greek Bible. Amen. And in the Greek, amen, really, when you really get, you can really find the real meaning. And sometimes when these words were translated over from Greek to English, Hebrew to English, sometimes they did it a little bit of disjustice. And really get into it and see what the Lord is saying. Amen. Glory be to God. So when we translate that word inspiration, beloved, and then we can reread 2 Timothy 3:16, amen, like this. All scripture came into existence because God himself breathed upon men who then wrote as his divine breath moved upon them. And thus the word took shape and came into existence. Just remember the analogy about the balloon. The word took shape, the word took it, came into existence, and the word is still being sustained. Why? Because it was God breathed. God took his breath, beloved. Oh my God, Jesus. Oh my God. Let me read this one more time as I wrap this up this morning. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's the word you want to study, inspiration. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The supernatural breath and life of God, beloved, that is held within his written word, is the reason Paul went on to say that the word is profitable. And when we look at that word profitable in the Greek, beloved, it means that it's helpful. The word of God is helpful, profitable, useful, beneficial. The word of God, beloved, is something that is to our advantage. And then Paul goes on to list all of the ways that God's word brings benefit to the one who reads it, for the one who meditates it, for the one who taps into the power of God. So, beloved, so when Paul wrote to Timothy that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, he was reminding the younger man that because Timothy had the word, he possessed the greatest source of power and energy that exists. When we have the word of God on our minds, when we have the word of God in our hearts, when we have the word of God and our eye gaze, our ear gaze, when we have the word of God, beloved, when you have the word of God, it's more than just words on paper. Glory be to God. We have the greatest power, the greatest energy. There's no greater energy. I don't care if it's an atomic bomb. There is no greater energy. There is no greater force. Glory be to God. If we would get into the word, if we would tap deeply, beloved, into its internal resource and allow the life of God in that word to flow up, allow the word of God to flow out, allow the word of God, beloved, into our lives, enough power will be released to change every difficult situation that we are facing. He tells us that there is nothing too hard for God to do. The word of God, hallelujah, can work miracles. It can resurrect dead situations. It can make, beloved, a something out of nothing. Glory be to God. It can bring things into the visible from the invisible realm. Glory be to God. The word of God is a power source. When that word is in your mouth, when that word is in your heart, when that word is before your eyes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God told, amen, Joshua, he said, meditate on my word day and night, and you shall have good success. Glory be to God. The power is in the word, because God and his word are one, beloved. Glory be to God. You cannot separate the power from the word, and you cannot separate the word from the power, because the word is the power. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. And that's why Paul said that the word of God is profitable. We want to spend our time, beloved, in profitable things. Glory be to God, not unprofitable. Amen. We want our time to count. We want our days to count. We want our life to count. Amen. Well, would you, amen, do something if you knew that this was unprofitable? Would you really choose an unprofitable event over a profitable event? No, we want to make sure, amen, that our time is well spent. We want to make sure, beloved, well, if we're going to spend our days in a profitable mode, we must spend our days in the word. We must spend our time in the word, because the word of God is profitable. If you was about to make an investment and your investment advisor says this one right here has been proven to be profitable, this one here not, so would you still go with the one that's not unprofitable? Of course you wouldn't. You would move towards, amen, the area that's going to be profitable for you. Well, the word of God is profitable. Glory be to God. Oh, beloved, this is the kind of power operating, hallelujah, in our lives to our advantage. We just have to tap into it. We just have to tap into it. It's already available. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. I encourage you, amen, to ask God to even give you some deeper insight. Do a little research. Do a little homework, amen, on that word inspiration, amen, coming out of 2 Timothy 3:16. And, beloved, once you understand the meaning of this word inspiration, glory be to God, all our scripture is given by inspiration of God, you will realize that the Bible is just not a book about God. Hear me and I'm finished. The Bible is not just a book about God, but the Bible is a book that actually contains God. His own breath and spirit are contained within it. The same way your breath goes into that balloon. The Bible is a book that actually contains God. That's why it's so powerful. That's why we have our brothers and sisters in other parts of the country, amen, dying for it. They're martyrs for the word of God. Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, hallelujah, for it. We thank God for the audio Bibles now, especially in certain parts of the country. Amen. If they find you with a Bible, amen, you're going to be executed. That's how powerful the word of God is. Anytime you have to die as a martyr because you're found reading a book, but it's not an ordinary book, beloved. And that's a very good reason why you should spend time studying and meditating on God's word, beloved. Because by studying and meditating on the word, you will learn how to unlock the power contained within it. And when you have unlocked that door, the power of God will come pouring into your life. The power of God will come pouring into whatever situation that you are facing. Beloved, believe me when I tell you that when this power begins to operate, it will definitely be to your advantage. When this power begins to operate, it's not going to move to your disadvantage. It's going to move to your advantage. Just as a word of testimony, I want to take 1 minute after I shared it with you sometime before. I remember sharing amen, how the word of God, amen, the Bible says the word of God is the letter killeth, the spirit giveth life. The Hebrews tell us, amen, the word of God is sharp, powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. It's quick and powerful, sharper than the two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow, discerning of our thoughts, the intents of our hearts. So I'm sitting here one morning, and after, I don't know, it was before our fellowship or after, I don't know. I'm sitting here, I'm reading the word, amen. And I like to read the word aloud when I read it, amen. He said, faith comes by hearing. So I like to read aloud if I can. And I read it, and I'm telling you, beloved, I got to a certain portion of the scripture. You see on television sometimes when people are electrocuted, since we're talking about electricity, when people are electrocuted, you know, thunder hits them, a bolt of lightning hits them, glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. I was reading the word. This has happened to me on more than one occasion. I wish it would happen to me every day, and in a way it does. And when I read that word, I'm going to tell you how real God's word is and how God is alive inside his word. I was sitting in a chair, and I actually jumped up out of the chair. I'm reading the word, and you would think that I was electrocuted or something. I must have went up about at least 3 inches off the chair I was sitting on. I just jumped up. That was the thunder of that word, the reality of that word, the power behind, amen, the scripture and the revelation that God has given me. And even now, when I do my Bible study, I tell you, beloved, just don't just read to say I put 15 minutes in today. Read until something happens. Read until you get a revelation. Read until you get to a part and you say, read until the light bulb goes off. Read, amen. Maybe it happened in the first 10 minutes, the first 30 minutes. Read, beloved, amen, glory be to God. And then at that point, you can shut the book. Because won't nothing else matter after that anyhow. It won't nothing else matter. And then you let the Holy Spirit break that down for you. Amen. When you get, you know, when you get to that moment, glory, then let the Holy Spirit break it down. Holy Spirit, okay, Lord, show me. Help me to break this down for me, God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I don't even have a word. I have to find a word in the English, the Greek, the Hebrew, the two to help share with you, amen, this moment, with the feelings, the emotions, what this means. It is nothing to compare with it. It's nothing to compare with it. Because, amen, beloved, if God is contained in the Bible himself, and the word of God is the sperm of God, and I'm not going to get too deep in this particular lesson, beloved, let me tell you something. The Bible says the Lord is our husband. Glory be to God. You're talking about a climactic moment. I'm trying to. I don't even know. Okay, whatever. Okay. The Lord will help me to try to share with find another. I have to organize my thoughts so you can understand. But it is nothing like it. Sometimes, amen, you talk to somebody on their honeymoon. Sweet. Ain't nothing like it. Okay, and that's the way, honey. You better come back. Talking about, amen, that on your honeymoon. We don't want to hear nothing about no Disney and the waters was clean and the islands. No, you better come back talking about your spouse. But let me tell you something. Beloved, when you get with God in his word, amen, it's just like that. You can live in a honeymoon state. You can live in a spiritual honeymoon state. You don't want nobody else. You just want God and more him. Isn't it amazing? Amen. On them honeymoons, they come back and they can't seem to get enough. Baby, what time you coming home? Maybe with that, they just can't seem to get enough. And that's how it is, beloved. You're hungering and you're thirsting. What? More of God. More of God. More, more. God, as a deer that passeth after the waters, oh, my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire. But you just can't get enough. Glory be to God. I was living next door to this couple, and they were just so in love, and she would be sitting on the steps, and her husband would come home. He said, oh, and she pulling him in the house. He said, oh, you just couldn't wait, huh, baby? You just couldn't wait. No, she just couldn't wait. And that's how it is, amen, with our relationship with God. We just can't wait. We just can't get enough. I know it was good yesterday, but God just can't get enough. Because it gets gooder and gooder and better and better. I didn't even realize it could be this real. Beloved, that's why the devil don't want you in the Word. Why do you think every time you pick up your Bible, the telephone ring, and the baby starts to cry, this person calling, you're getting a text person from getting text from there, you know, and you forgot you had to do this, you forgot you didn't clean the bathroom, you didn't wash it, all these interruptions, and I'll get to the Word after I do this, I'll get to the Word after I do that, and most time you don't get to no Word. And when you do get to the Word, you're sleepy and you're tired. Now you want to take a nap. Let me take a little nap first. See? And so we're deflating that time. That time is being squeezed down, beloved. But let me tell you, the more time you spend in the Word of God, it's the more time you spend with God. The Bible is the mind of God on paper. You get to know how he thinks. You fellowshipping with him. You don't have to be in your Bible all day. No one's in their Bible all day. But, beloved, we all can do a little bit better. Tell the truth and shame the devil. We all can do a little bit better. How much time do we spend in TV today and during the day? And I'm not saying anything's wrong with TV. Glory be to God. We need to be on TV. Glory be to God. You know what the Holy Spirit revealed to me last night? Glory be to God. He said, the Lord has me watching the news. I watch the world news and I watch the local news too. And the Lord told me that I have you watching the news so you can pray for people. When you find out this person here got burned out, they don't have no place to live. Now, you're not going to wait till you get to no prayer call to pray for that. You're going to go into prayer right now, my Frida. When you find out somebody else is in the ICU, when you see all this stuff going on around the world, the Lord says, Frida, I got you watching the news so you can pray for people as an intercessor. So thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I was praying for them anyhow, but now I really pray for them. Because I was picking and choosing who I was praying for. Now, but when the Holy Spirit revealed that to me, I'm praying for everybody. If I see it on the news or somebody in trouble, amen, then I start to praying. Beloved, the Bible, God breathe. Let God breathe on you. Let God breathe on you. Glory be to God. Beloved, I challenge you. I challenge you to read through the Bible in a year. I challenge you. Amen. Glory be to God. To pick up God's word. Amen. And spend some more time. I challenge you. There's all type of help and tools and resources out there to help you to get in God's word, to read God's word and the Holy Spirit and help you understand God's word. And I have resources. I have many resources. But, you know, the first thing I do is ask the Holy Spirit to help me to understand it. Help me. I ask the Holy Spirit to help me to understand it before I go, amen, to Strong Man, amen, and go to some of these other Bible theologians and hear their version of the interpretation. I ask the Holy Spirit, then I compare, and just let the Holy Spirit continue to reveal to me. Beloved, amen. God breathed on those 40 men, amen, and his breath is still being sustained. His breath is still being sustained, amen. Will you let him sustain you? In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father God, we've been asking you for power and strength, but not realizing that we have the source of your power and strength sitting right in our homes, Father. Forgive us for not spending enough time in our Bibles to tap into the power that is held within it. Father, starting today, we want to make your word a priority in our lives. Father, when we are tempted to be lazy and to put off reading our Bibles, please help us to say no to our flesh. Help us choose to pick up our Bibles and read it, Father, whether we feel like it or not. Taking it deep into our hearts and letting the Bible and the power inside your Bible, inside the Word, begin to work in us and begin to work in our situations. And we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Thank God for the word of God on this week. Let me take this moment and say thank you, all the precious prayer partners. Amen. Thank you for all those who serve, first of all, in the ministry at the altar of prayer. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for serving this week. Oh, my God. We appreciate you so much. And we want to thank God for those who came and for our readers. We want to thank God for those who come and sing, those who share their testimony. We want to thank God for each and every one of you who sow financially into this ministry with your tithes and your offerings. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those of you we haven't heard from yet who've given your life to Christ, amen. God bless you. Amen. The backsliders that have been returned back to the Lord, we just want to say thank you. Amen. Thank you for a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to give God praise. We want to give God praise. We want to thank God for our minister, Joanne. Amen. Just heading up. Amen. Our Friday night prayer and the prayer altar, that prayer ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. My gosh, she's doing a wonderful job. Amen. I'm just so proud of all of you, all of you. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And so we just want to take this time and say thank you. Amen. Some of you call in and touching and agreeing. Don't hardly say anything, but you're there. You're there. Amen. We thank God for you too. Amen. And so we just want to give God some praise on today. All right. So we're not going to have spiritual warfare training because we want to do it. I missed last week, beloved. I forgot the reason why. We want to do it every other week. We don't want to do it the same week we have Friday night prayer. Why? Because we know we're still tired. All right, because the spirit was high last night, and like as it always is, amen. And it was like a little bit after 12 when we hung up, amen. Now we're back on the line. Y'all know we didn't go straight to sleep. And now we're up, and so to have spiritual warfare training in the hour is a little bit overload for some of you. So what we're going to do, Lord's willing, is we'll have spiritual warfare training next Saturday, and we'll be back on track. Okay, so we want to have spiritual warfare training the Saturday when we don't have all night prayer. And that's it. That's it. Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Amen. 12 o'clock for our Sunday fellowship services. Amen. And we want to give God praise, glory, and honor. Everybody, have a beautiful day. A beautiful day. It'd be nice if you can get up, amen, while it's still partially quiet and put some time in the Word, saints. Some of you got a lot of kids and a lot of people in your house. Get up before they get up. Go in the bathroom. Lock the door. Amen. Take your Bible in there with you. Go outside and sit in the car. And look, whatever you need to do, ask the Holy Ghost to show you. But make no more excuses. No more excuses, beloved. Amen. For cheating God out of his time. And you will be blessed. And you will see miracles. Amen. And you will see miracles. You will see miracles. You will see miracles. Amen. Glory be. You will see miracles. In Jesus' name. All right. Father God, as we go out today, we ask that you would go before us, lead us and guide us, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We thank you for bringing us through this week. Our week is never finished here, God, because we go 7 days. And we thank you for bringing us to this Sabbath. We appreciate you. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Now we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer. Father, I release a special blessing upon your people. Father God, especially those that come live with us, Father God. Some follow us on the internet, some listen to the replay. We thank you for everybody, Father, but especially for those who make the sacrifice to get on this fellowship service live. And some get on live every morning. Every morning, Father. That's a sacrifice. Some sow their tithes and their offerings and donations to this ministry. That's a sacrifice. But it's a sacrifice that's pleasing to you, Father. And so, Father God, inasmuch as you know the soil of this ministry and the heart of this ministry and how you are blessing this ministry to explode, Father God, we thank you that everyone, Father God, that is a part of this ministry will be included and nobody excluded. As this ministry explodes, they explode. Father God, and as this ministry increases, they increase. As this ministry experiences healing and miracles, Father God, your people will experience healings and miracles. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen. Again, it has been my pleasure to serve you all this week. Glory we be all this week. Don't y'all worry about Pastor Bradford. Just pray for me. Don't worry about Pastor Bradford. If I got to preach every day, 2 or 3 times a day, this is why I'm living. This is my purpose, particularly in this season. Amen. So it's my pleasure to do so. If I had said no to the Lord, I probably would have died with the first aneurysm. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. Amen, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Ask God. Amen. As he breathed on those 40 people that wrote the Bible, have God to continue to breathe. Amen on you. Amen. I love you, 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 love you.
All me. Let it breathe on me, let the breath of the Lord come now and breathe. Just let it breathe on me. Let it breathe. Thank you, Jesus. On me. Let the breath. Let it come and breathe on me. I need you to breathe. Oh, on me. Oh, just breathe. the Lord. Now breathe on me.
Amen, amen, amen. Have a lovely, lovely weekend, saints. Amen. I love you in Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda signing out. God bless you.